This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
You know what the problem is, right, when it comes to driving, traffic. You know the problem. Two problems.
I don't know the problems.
Unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other problem?
I don't
know. Not fun. Unsafe and not fun. What if somebody came around with an idea that would fix both of those things in one fell swoop?
I think that person would become a millionaire.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the person?
I'm the person.
Okay, let's hear it.
I came up with an idea this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is so great. It'll increase safety.
Mm-hmm.
It'll increase the fun.
All right.
Here's how this works. You're driving along. You get to ping any other driver. So they'll hear a little ding while they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
That means, good job. You're doing a great job. Now, you can think, well, that's going to be sarcastic. People are going to be like, hey, way to go. No. No, because if you get enough pings, here's the thing. We issue a mandate. All car manufacturers starting next year
mm-hmm.
have to build a treasure chest into the back of the car. So it's a little locker. Just a little locker in the trunk. Okay?
Yeah.
You get enough pings. Let's say I get 100 pings. It automatically unlocks free iPad.
Oh, okay.
There's the clapping.
Yeah, because I'm not giving it to you.
So I want to collect pings.
So
it'll make everybody drive safer. iPad. Well, where does that money come from? Well, the government will have all the savings from all the safer driving.
Okay.
So the money comes from that to buy the iPads. It's like 100th thing, bing. Oh,
you
I get to collect prizes. And maybe even there's Grant. Little prizes on the way. We have little like candy and stuff in the back.
So it's just one big video game.
Yes. It is one big video game with prizes.
I don't know why I let myself fall for this every
because
time in the
you
beginning.
Like it and you won't admit it. That's why. Oh, people laugh. Yeah, but it would work. It would work. This would be a great way to change traffic, make it safer and more fun. I had an idea where you ping other drivers as a way of saying good job. So it dings while you're driving.
And how, again, what was the mechanism to keep it from being sarcastic?
Because you'll get prizes if you get more dings. Like
okay.
If you're being sarcastic, you're not going to want to give the person
okay, a prize.
Every car has a locker in the back, and it's full of prizes. And it unlocks if you get like 100 dings. Or every 5 dings, maybe it unlocks and you get a Kit Kat bar or something. You get something where it's like you're rewarded
mm-hmm.
for good driving right then and there.
Okay.
When you hear the people will slow down. They'll let each other merge because they'll be like, I just need 2 more dings. I'll get a prize.
So what happens when I let someone merge? They come in.
Yeah.
And they don't ping me.
I don't know. Are you? But it seems like you've already bought in, though.
No, because now there's animosity because I'm like, hey, I let you in. You didn't ping me. I need 1 more ping for a Kit Kat. And now all of a sudden we have the anger on the road.
They
again.
Will ping you.
Why?
They will because you can ping them back.
Oh, my goodness.
They will. They will.
So now it's ping pong.
I know. I'm crazy. Brant's crazy. We know. We've seen this. Been down this road. It's all, Thomas Edison was crazy.
Sure.
Yeah. Isaac Newton. Oh, he's a nutball. Don't listen to him. I know. Look, we are a lot more similar than we are different when it comes to human nature. Tell you what we all like deep down. I mean, who doesn't like this? Somebody who knows them all the way through and through and still loves them. Who's not going to like that? How are you not drawn to that? Might be a family member, might be somebody else, but if somebody could know you through and through all the bad stuff and still love you, this is why I'm drawn to God. Why would I want to turn away from that? He knows me better than I know myself, and he still wants me. Why would I ever want to turn away from that? I have some science news that probably only... Well, shouldn't say that to start a topic.
I'm letting everyone know they're not going to care.
The following. We have a news item here nobody's going to care about.
Please stay tuned.
You probably will care.
Okay.
That's why I shouldn't have said this, because you probably will care. You may remember this. It's been the last few years. There's been this artifact that they found. It was like, Jesus has a wife? And there's this big discussion about it, mm-hmm. and it came after the Da Vinci Code, which had all this fake stuff in it. But here's the thing. They may not follow up on that story, but it is true. I happen to see an item written by a scholar, and they've actually disproven that so thoroughly that thing was a fabrication now, that there's no scholar Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Christian, not Christian, doesn't matter. There's no scholar who thinks that that artifact, mm-hmm. this bit of parchment that they thought dated back to whatever, actually is legit.
Okay.
It's a fraud. Mm-hmm. And no scholar, but they're not going to follow up very often with a huge headline like, Jesus had no wife, or the whole thing we talked about 2 years ago was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But just so you know, that is true. You can look it up on your own, but it is a scam. And very rarely, again, does that actually get followed up on. Instead, it's treated seriously, and now all scholars realize total fabrication. So if you care, not saying everybody does, but I do. So there. We are so happy to have a sponsor that we appreciate a lot and we believe in called MediShare. And this may be something you're not interested in. I think most people are. In fact, this thing is growing like crazy. MediShare is a way for you to cover your medical bills. It's other people covering them for you. It's people taking care of other people, which is fantastic.
And there's open enrollment, which I love. So maybe you don't need it right now, but maybe as things continue, I don't think anyone has ever opened a healthcare bill and said, well, look at this. It's gone down. I cannot believe they're taking $100
better
off.
And better. I can't wait. You know what? I was actually thinking that this may be the first way you've had to cover your healthcare bills that you actually kind of enjoy and are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's growing like crazy. There's 143,000 people right now doing MediShare, but it's growing so fast because of that. It's more of a community-based thing. There's no penalties, by the way, under the current law if you want to switch to MediShare. It's way less expensive. It's a not-for-profit thing. If you're interested in this, for your family, it doesn't matter if you're a single person, you have a family of 12, it doesn't matter. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com. That's the easiest way to do it. Biblicalhealthcare.com. And the reason it's called that, it's modeled after the biblical idea of taking care of each other's needs. It's really pretty genius. So if you're interested in this, biblicalhealthcare.com, or there's a phone number too, which I don't have handy, but that's why I have a producer.
It is 855-772-5699. Again, 855-772-5699.
For MediShare. Maybe you think you're a nerd. A lot of people do. Last several years, it's been like, oh, I'm a nerd. Here's the thing. You're not a nerd if you don't have narrow areas of interest that nobody else cares about.
That's what defines a nerd.
I think so.
Okay.
Because people are like, oh, I'm a One Direction nerd, some mm-hmm. girl will say. Like, no, it just means you're excited about something that lots of other girls are excited about.
Okay. You have to have something that no one cares about.
Yeah, I would even say, like, some people think, well, I'm an Avengers nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too pop now.
Okay.
Too pop. So it doesn't count.
You have
to have areas of interest that it just completely bores other people. And you have to be really excited about it.
Okay. It's like good to have this definition.
I have a bunch of areas
that
I can just trot out that Sherry and other people can't even stay awake.
I'm happy
about.
For you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wondered about you. Is there anything that for you you're really, really excited about it and nobody else is?
Wow, I guess this is going to really show how boring I am. I guess I would say probably an empty dishwasher or teaching my pig to sit. They're pretty much tied.
You know what, Eric? I'm so tired of hearing those answers from everybody.
That's what everybody says.
You're so cliche.
Sorry.
If I hear one more, teach my pigs to sit. This is actually pretty awesome. Eric is still on the phone. She has a second pig now. She was talking about... You have Piggy Smalls. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Piggy Smalls lives outside, and then
I have one that lives outside. That's Piggy Smalls, and then I have a house pig, which he's a new acquisition in the past 2 months.
Piggy Smalls is such a cool name for a pig.
Piggy Smalls, yes. Yes. And then because he was already named, we had to keep up with the gangsta pig, thing. So that's why the new one is named Luda Pig instead of Luda Pig.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You want as much equality as possible.
Yeah. Love this question. Perhaps you're an atheist. We have atheists who listen, or you know some. This is a great question. Dennis Prager posed this on his radio show. He asked, atheists, don't you hope you're wrong? I love that question. It's like, you see all this injustice in the world. Don't you hope you're wrong? I mean, you see what ISIS does to little kids. Don't you hope that there's a just God who's going to set things straight and that life isn't just snuffed out forever right there, that little life just gone forever? I mean, if you're an atheist, that's what you think. Okay, I can respect that, but don't you hope? You're mistaken. Can you hold out hope that there is a point and a purpose to this whole project, and that there's a God who actually loves and feels our pain and will set things right? All the different things that have happened that are so wrong and that are unbearable to even think about in the world. There's a God who actually cares about that, stores our tears in a bottle, and promises that the lame will leap like deer and the deaf will have their ears opened eventually, and he's going to set everything right. Don't you hope at some level you're wrong? Yeah, not buying this. See what you think about this. It's
why?
Scary story. It's not you just read a headline. I just don't believe it.
I don't understand why on this show some studies are yes and some studies are no.
Well, they're based on whether they affirm what I already think.
Got it. Okay. So in this study, they say geniuses talk to themselves. When you talk to yourself, that shows a high level of intelligence.
I just can't accept that.
But why?
Why would I have to verbalize my thoughts when I'm by myself?
They did a study where they told someone, gave them a grocery list, and when you were bound to silence, you couldn't find most of the things, you couldn't remember. But when you said it, you were allowed to say it to yourself, oh, I need this, I need that, and I that, and talk to yourself, you did much better.
I would submit that all they've done is prove that it might help you memorize a list. It doesn't necessarily justify that you're a genius.
Okay.
So... Once again, I've taken all the air out of the room.
I'm going to start talking to myself. Why? Where is this going?
What you're supposed to do on the radio is take this extreme position and the other person goes, no, you're wrong. But I take a nuanced position and Jerry's like, yeah, okay, that's boring. Who cares? You know what's kind of weird? If I told you, let's say we're friends and I'm like, okay, something's going to happen here in the next couple of days. You got to trust me. Trust me. You gotta trust me, okay? Gotta trust me. Wouldn't you expect, okay, there's gonna be something in the next couple of days that's gonna be really weird?
Yes.
Right?
I would.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, there may be stuff going on in your life right now that's really weird. It just doesn't add up. It's like, that just doesn't make any sense. Why am I doing this? Why did that happen? Why did this relationship and that, this job or whatever it is? It's odd. It's not like, if you're a believer in God, it's not like he didn't say 8 trillion times, trust me, trust in the Lord, don't lean on your own understanding, trust, trust, trust. It's all over the Bible. So what would be weird is if you understood everything. Like, why would he tell us, trust me, 8 million times, and then it all makes sense anyway? you wouldn't have to trust him. So the very stuff that you're like, I don't get this, is just evidence that trust thing, it means something. You can probably relate to this. Probably. Sherry makes this point so well, and you're going back through your journals and stuff. And
yeah, packing my stuff up, and I've been reading things that I went through 2, 3, and 4 years ago, and feeling stressed during this time of my life, and thinking, you know what? God has done enough for me to trust him. He really has. Reading through that stuff, he has earned my trust. I've been through worse. He's brought me through worse. He's never left me. He's always provided. I've never been down and out to the point where he's just been gone and I don't know where he is. He's done enough for me to trust him. It's not fair for me to sit and stew in worry.
That's a great point. And this is the voice of experience speaking. If you were 13, okay.
Right.
Okay, understand. But if you've been through enough and you can look back and go, huh. So I'm falling again. Will he catch me? Well, he's caught me 8 trillion times before. So, maybe there's a pattern there that I could possibly see. I love that point. If you're going through something that's just a little bit crazy, and chances are you are, there's stuff in your life that you don't understand the big picture to. Like, why this? Doesn't make sense. Not everything is perfectly laid out in advance in your mind where you know, I get it, totally. That said, it's not like, too, not only does God say, trust me, so many times in the Bible, there's all these stories of individuals who are broken and messed up people, but the circumstances happen and they still, like, I don't get it, but there's a backstory. And there is. Even if they don't have that attitude, there's still a backstory. And it's not, I think these stories are given to us for many reasons, but that may be one of them.
That's what it says in Hebrews, right? It says you have a cloud of witnesses that have been through all these things, and now they're almost watching you, rooting you on, saying, trust him, trust him, trust him.
Right. Yeah, just finish strong. Just keep going. It's going to be worth it. Makes sense. But it only makes sense a lot of times in the end. It doesn't make sense ahead of time. That's the way we are. But that's the whole point, again, of trust. If you are sitting down, I want you to take a look or at least feel the chair that you are in. Is it wobbly or is it steady?
Why?
They say that people in wobbly chairs, this is according to a study, people in wobbly chairs tend to relate their relationships as being worse. They just feel unsteady about everything. It's true.
Because they're willing to put up with the wobbly chair?
No, I just think they say you put them in a wobbly chair, take a questionnaire, they'll score differently than if you put the same person in a steady chair with a steady table. If anything's wobbly, they tend to think everything in life is up for grabs. It's true.
What? Where did this study come from?
I don't know.
The wobbly chair study from Harvard?
If I see... Well, if you're not going to take it serious...
I'm sorry.
Maybe there's some... It's a wobble. Turbulent times, rocky relationships, relational consequences of experiencing physical instability study. See? It wasn't called wobbly chairs. You made it...
Sorry,
you made it sound goofy.
I'm sorry.
If you were making a list of like the hardest things to do, I think if we were being honest, we'd put this on the list, and that is rethink everything. People just won't do it. I mean, they stick to their guns. They figure out, here's what I think about this. Bam. So if the issue comes up, bam, got it, answered, including our thoughts about God himself. Like, well, I figured this out, and here's the answer to this. Very difficult to entertain the idea that we should rethink and turn around. It's just really hard. Here's the other thing, too. A lot of times if we rethink, let's say my parents don't believe in God, for instance, and I don't. But if I have to seriously reconsider that, I have to go back on everything I've ever said. And not only that, it seems like it invalidates my parents. Truth is, it doesn't invalidate your parents, but it does say your parents were wrong about this. That said, it's really hard to do, because once we stake out our ground on things, please, though, entertain the idea that if you're looking for peace, it's not going to happen unless you rethink some things. It's the old do the same thing, get the same results. If you're looking for lasting peace and you're putting your worth on stuff that comes and goes, you're never going to have it. There's only one thing, it's not going to come and go. Hey, my name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too. Welcome to you. Greetings. Got to tell you, off the air, we laugh ourselves sick here. We just laugh and laugh and laugh at stuff. And sometimes it's even hard. Like, oh, we got to do the show.
Then we actually have a job to
really
perform.
Yeah. This said, I found that it's really, really difficult, and it's just me, it's really difficult to relate to people if I can't connect on a sense of humor level.
I agree.
Because I'll try, and I'll even try different kinds of sense of humor, because it's not all just, doesn't have to be Monty Python, it can be something different. But if I'm just striking out left and right, it's hard. If somebody says, I have to confess a bias here.
Okay.
It can be me not getting it. But if somebody says, hey, Brant, I think Adam Sandler is the most hilarious. His movies are just hysterical. Now, I don't. I don't get it. It just makes me feel like this relationship's going nowhere. I probably shouldn't say that, but it's true. It's true. So I gotta get over that. It can't just be that. There's other things in life. So, but that's it. It's a hurdle. With that in mind, would you be willing, you could tell us something that everybody else thinks is hilarious, apparently, that you don't get. And it's a safe place. You can share. Here's the phone number. Just leave a message. Tell us what it is. Everybody thinks this is funny, apparently. I just don't get it.
And this is a safe place.
It's totally safe.
Okay.
855-90-BRANT. Let us know something everybody else thinks is hilarious. You don't understand it. Be happy to hear from you. Yeah, it's totally a safe place. Love to hear. What is it that everybody else thinks is just hilarious, apparently, and you just don't quite get it?
Despicable Me.
You don't like Despicable Me? That's interesting.
No, my husband thinks those minions are hilarious, and I think that it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's a free country, and you're allowed to have your own opinion.
You go ahead and think what you want about those minions.
Your point of view is ridiculous, but that doesn't... doesn't make you wrong. Despicable Me. She didn't like the minions. But it's just really difficult. It is a safe place. And
I think it's ridiculous, too. I don't get the appeal of those little...
Really?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Oh, boy. I thought this was a safe place, Shannon. It's not. It's not a safe place
for
you and I. Yeah, I don't get it.
They're funny. They do the little... They're very expressive. The one that has the goggle, like, for just one eye.
Yeah.
Those guys...
All right.
They can't not be funny.
Shannon, do you feel safe? Because I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you guys shouldn't.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.